of them to see where they are getting ready for tournament time coming up here next month. So really excited to see these teams. Folks, we'll give you a little bit more in-depth information on both teams after we come back after this. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Brenda Moots with the Depot Number 9. We have locations in downtown Kenton on the Square and downtown Lakeview at Indian Lake. Do you have a home-based business you're looking to grow or expand? Do you have a craft or hobby you want to share with others? At the Depot, we're looking for vendors and makers just like you to sell your wares at our retail boutiques. Shop on in for more information and join the Depot family of makers today. Kenton is open every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 10:30 to 3:30.
Whether you're buying or selling your home, a Century 21 Sunway Realty agent is ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. Locally owned and operated, our agents have the knowledge and experience to guide you through your buying or selling process. With over 45 years of experience, no one knows your local market better than Century 21 Sunway Realty. Call today at 419-675-2333 and let them help you with your buying and selling experience. Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital pregame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with John Hines. We are at Ridgemont High School for the Golden Gophers versus the Mohawk Warrior game tonight. So both teams looking great. Actually, Mohawk just hit the locker room, so Coach getting ready to pep his boys up. We talked about some records coming in, John. So you said both teams were 11-2?
Yeah, both teams 11-2. Watching Mohawk warm up, they had some, I know warm-ups and game time are a little bit different, but man, some of these kids were lighting up from three-point land on their warm-up. So if they start that hot, we're going to be off to the races real quick.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. We were looking at matchups on height and trying to get some ideas on who we're going to see from the Gophers taking on some of these Mohawk players. And when you look at them on the court, it looks like the Gophers have a lot more height. But really, both teams are starting 3 6-foot-plus kids, right? We've got 6'3", 6'3", 6'4", for Mohawk. And then we've got 6'2", 6'6", or 6'5", 6'5", for the Gophers. So really expect to see some big boys battling down in the paint tonight.
Absolutely. It's funny when we first walked in and I'm looking at the program and I'm seeing the heights and I said, oh, that kid's not that tall. No, he's that tall. And also, it's weird because, you know, we're both kind of old men at this point, and these kids look like babies. But just, again, watching through warm-ups, some great fundamentals, working on some rebounding, working on some shots, great passing drills going on. So I'm excited to see what we have tonight.
Oh, yeah. So we talked both teams 11-2, both coming off of really solid wins last night. So Mohawk took down Bucyrus, I think, 50-35.
Right.
And then the Gophers played Waynesfield Goshen, and I think they had a home game. Both teams had home games, and Soundly defeated them as well.
Everybody was talking about that Waynesfield Goshen matchup last night. People that I talk to on a regular basis that don't have kids that go to Richmond aren't really basketball people. We're talking about that matchup last night, and it looks like it really didn't disappoint. And I don't think tonight will either.
Nope. And, folks, we're about 5 minutes out from the start of game time. We're going to throw it back to our sponsors for a quick break here, and then we'll come back with starters, and then we'll have the national anthem and be ready to go. So you're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
This is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not insured by any government agency.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Back to the Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital pregame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with John Hines, and we are getting ready to give you the starters for our matchup between the Gophers and the Mohawk Warriors tonight.
Right, for Mohawk, we've got Nathan Geary. He's a guard, a senior, listed at 5'10". Number four, Colin Barth, also a guard. He's 5'10". He's also a senior. We have A.J. Hess, who's a junior, listed at 6'4". Reese Hannum, 6'3", senior. And Bryce Hannum, who they are cousins, 6'3", junior. On Ridgemont side of things, starting for the Golden Gophers, number zero, Landon Newland, senior. Number two, Lane Underwood, coming in at guard, also a senior. Grant Reppert, senior guard, listed at 5'11". Let's see, senior Mason Stuck at forward, also listed at 6'5". And then Colton Whitaker, 6'5", also senior playing forward. So watched them warm up. They're getting ready to start this thing. It's going to look great, Ryan. What do you have to say?
So you look at five seniors starting for the Gophers here tonight. So you talk about veteran team, lots of experience on it. And expect to see these guys, even though it's a big non-conference matchup against another team that's 11-2. Look for them to come in calm and collected and see what they can do here. And folks, you know, we're about a minute 20 away from the start of this game in the national anthem. They're going to be announcing starters, so we're going to throw it back to the station, hopefully get through that, and be back with you here after this.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Wright self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Pencil Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
New year, new you? Freshen up your look with new styles from our boutique, located inside the Depot No. 9. We offer sizes for all body shapes that keep you looking beautiful and feeling comfortable. The Depot No. 9 boutique has long sleeve and short sleeve tops, sweaters, cardigans for layering, and buttery soft leggings in sizes 2 through 22. The Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the Square is here for you.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that the health issues you faced before the pandemic haven't just gone away. That cancer screening you needed? Well, you still need it. Your bad knee's not going to replace itself. And when life as you know it stopped, your medical needs didn't. It's time to take back your health, safely. And just like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Yoakum live here with John Hines. We are in Mount Victory, Ohio, where the Ridgemont Golden Gophers are getting ready to take on the Mohawk Warriors of Sycamore. And we are announcing non-starters for the Gophers, but getting ready to announce starters. So you're going to hear some music here in the background. But we're excited for this matchup tonight. Both teams coming in 11-2, for those of you who are just joining us. And it is going to be a really tough matchup for the Gophers tonight. This is definitely the finger on the pulse of where you're going into tournaments, John.
Looks like it, and everybody's fired up. Mohawk crowd is here in force, and Ridgemont's here and making a lot of noise. So,
yeah, and for those of you at home, we were told to say hi to Dan there in Sycamore. That we had one of the fans here that traveled to come see it. Here comes the Gophers startup. Switching it up. Last week it was the Bulls. Now we got a little bit of AC/DC to rock it out here tonight. Coach Stuck has done a great job with these boys. And I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure watching them for the last 3 years that I've been doing this here for the radio station. They just introduced number 0, Landon Newland. Last Saturday had the honor of being here when he set the all-time scoring record for the Gophers. And he did it so humbly, truthfully. The kid turned bright red. They stopped the game, gave him the game ball. I mean, he had mom come out of the stands, give him a hug. And the kid is nothing but a class act.
I saw him give mom the ball on the live feed. That was I don't think there's anybody who didn't love seeing that. You know, the anytime you do something that's really cool, you're the first person you look for. You look for mom.
Yeah, right. So. And so that was a great experience here. But we should talk about the rest of the team as well. So we've got number 4, Grant Reppert. He's a senior guard for him. He is lights out, but he's also a floor general for him. He can control the ball and get it up the floor no matter what kind of pressure you see from him. We've got this number 10, Mason Stuck. He is just a straight-up scoring machine as well. And then we've got Lane Underwood, who's a great shooting guard for him. Lastly, and not leastly by any means, is Colton Whitaker, who is a dominant post player for him. And he'll kick outside and play outside too. You're going to see all these guys do a lot of different things here. Now, folks, we're getting ready for the jump. It's going to be Underwood versus Hess here for the jump. And we are just moments away from the start of this action. And here we go. Ball is up. Hess gets a hand on it. Gets it over to Hannum. Hannum bringing the ball up court. Looks like the Gophers are going to man, but fall apart there. Hannum with a nice drive. Goes opposite Hannum, puts it in. All right. Reppert gets the ball, bringing it up court. It looks like the Mohawk Warriors are dropping into a 2-3 zone here to start. Ball kicked over to the corner to Whitaker. Stuck kicking down inside. They're going to pull it back out. He picks up his dribble, gets it over to Stuck. Stuck going to bat it out of bounds, and it's still going to retain Gopher ball.
Fast pace early, Ryan. This is the hype that started before the game. They're taking it right to the court and staying fast with it.
Underwood to inbound the ball. Kicks it out to Reppert. Reppert looking in the corner. He kicks over to Stuck. Stuck has it, puts it back to Underwood. Underwood, nice little shot there off the front of the rim.
Great
Whitaker,
moment.
Big rebound here on the offensive glass. Gets it into Stuck. Stuck kicks it over to Reppert, but ball's going to get picked off by number 2. That is Nathan Geary. He pulls it up, gets it over to number 22, Hannum. That's one of the 2 Hannum cousins that are in this matchup. Hannum kicks it out to Hess. Hess driving to the hoop, cuts back door, throws it out of bounds, and it's going to be Gopher ball.
Zygmunt, they should have zagged there, but that's still great ball movement. I think maybe a little nerves to start off, but they're playing with a real fast pace.
Yeah, so neither team putting any pressure on the front of the ball. Warriors content to sit in this 2-3 zone, which means that they want to see what the Gophers can do from outside tonight. Ball kicked into Reppert, goes over to Newland. Newland from 18 feet off the front of the rim, so Gophers starting a little bit cold.
Yeah, but that looked really nice when he sent it. Good look, and
there's Geary with a 3. And so Warriors are coming out hot. They're 2-for-2. Your score is now 5-0 with the Warriors leading over the Gophers here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Okay, ball kicked up top. Reppert has it. Pressure, they switched over to that zone again. Pressure coming. Quick flick by Underwood. Rebound by Hess. Gets it up to Hannum. Hannum kicks it over to Geary. Geary brings the ball up top. Back to Hess. Hess looking deep. Pulls back in. Goes to the elbow, jumps up, deflected by Newland. Newland be able to get a rebound on it. Reppert now has it, bringing up the court. Should be looking at Stuck. Oh, they're going to call a carry there. Yeah, Reppert went to make a pass and just had somebody fill that gap for him.
I tell you what, he's playing pretty physical, and I know his old man, and I don't think his old man plays that physical, I can tell you that. Good effort so far.
Yeah, and so we are sitting 6 minutes here into the first quarter. Hannum bringing the ball up the court. Gopher's not putting any pressure, but sticking in a man zone. Ball goes over to Geary. Geary passes into Hannum. Nice deflection
nice.
There by Newland. Newland collapsing, help side defense. Ball over to Reppert. Reppert bringing it up court. Looks to Whitaker. Whitaker battling down in. Really nice shot off the back of the rim. Unfortunate there that
Unlucky.
That didn't drop. Yeah. Okay, Hannum bringing the ball up the court. He makes a nice little dish move over to number 4. Sorry, folks, got to get the right page in front of me. That's Colin Barth. Barth unlucky there, and I'm able to score on it. Okay, ball goes out to Stuck. Stuck, long 3, bottom
nice.
Of the net. And you're going to be seeing that all night, John. That kid's got a stroke. So your score now 3-5. Gophers trailing, but they're all in this. Okay, Hannum has the ball, kicks it over to Hess, drops down in. Nice screen coming from Barth. Ball give and go there. Underwood picks it up. Reppert has it. Oh, he picks it up just as he's getting ready to cross the timeline. Gets it to Underwood. Underwood back to Reppert. Reppert driving to the lane. Kicks it over to Whitaker. Whitaker unable to pull it in, and ball goes out of bounds. So, seeing a little bit of nerves out of the Gophers here tonight. And wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see Coach Stuck call an early timeout.
Yeah, just let them settle down a little bit. Get comfortable. They need to just play their own pace, I think, and everything's going to come right to them.
Yep. Bryce Hannum, number 22, bringing it up for the Warriors. He kicks it over to his cousin. That's Reese. Reese has it. Puts it outside to Hess. Hess off the back of the rim. Neither team afraid to shoot from behind the line here tonight. But so far, we've only seen the one from Geary drop for the Warriors. Geary has it about the foul line there, volleyball line there. He kicks it over to Hannum. Hannum has it. He's got stuck on him. Puts it back to Geary. Geary takes a nice juke and move into the right side. Kicks it back to Bryce Hannum. Hannum drives in, kicks it over to Reese Hannum. Hannum with the shot off the back of the iron. Gets his own rebound and diving for it's Underwood. Good hustle there by Underwood.
Absolutely great hustle. The Geary from Mohawk almost broke my ankles watching that. Oh, my gosh, that kid's got some moves.
Now, folks, they're taking a quick timeout. We're going to, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Mount Victory, Ohio. The score is 3-5 with the Gophers trailing on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. An inbound ball goes over to the Gophers. Grant Reppert with it. He kicks it over to Stuck. Stuck puts it back to Reppert. So the Warriors in a 2-3 zone here. Ball gets deflected off Stuck's hands. Goes over to Geary. Geary trying to get it up to Barth. He pulls it back in. Nice give and go. And it's over to Hess, and Hess puts one in.
Ruff's letting them play there, Ryan. We got a little sloppy there on some of the fouls that could have been called. But it's a nice pace to see how they're going to call the game.
Oh, it looked like they were going to have a little bit of an over and back there, but good heads-up play by Reppert. He kicks it over to Whitaker. Whitaker to Stuck. Over to Underwood. Reppert in the corner. Takes the three. Bottom of the net. Now your score 6-7.
That's exactly what you said they needed to do. They got the timeout. They came back in. They look more comfortable. They're playing their own pace.
Yeah, and so what we're seeing is that 2-3 zone coming from the Warriors. So they're going to let them shoot from outside all night. Nice shot there by Bryce Hannum. That's his first three of the night. But we've seen two or three threes here from the Warriors. The score is now 6-10 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Newland with the ball. He's dribbling up top. Good pressure from the guard, Geary. Goes over to Underwood. Underwood back over to Stuck. Back to Reppert in that same corner. He takes another three and drains it. That's two quick ones for Reppert.
Reppert's looking good. Like you talked about Newland, the all-time leading scorer for Ridgemont Golden Gophers. He's not disappointing so far, but I got to say, the rest of this team isn't either. They're all stepping up. They're making nice shots. They're just maybe not falling like they want to yet. Relax. It's going to come.
Well, and so one of the things that we talk about is having at least one or two players that can get into double digits, and that is not a problem for the Gophers. We see Newland, we see Stuck, we see Reppert. They're consistently averaging in the double digits all season long, but then you also have good production from Underwood as well as some of the other players on the team. So they're doing it. Oh, turnover there, so it's going to be Warriors ball. Hess pulling up. Nice little mid-range jumper off the front of the iron. Good rebound by Underwood. So far, he's been involved in every play here tonight, and he's just hustling.
Great-looking jump shot, too. My jump shot never looked that good, and there's a reason for that. That's why I was destined to end up here and not down there.
So we should talk about Reppert there. Did you see that behind-the-back dribble that he had there? Like in traffic, in motion, puts it behind the back, then takes it to the rack, draws the foul, and he's going to the charity stripe.
I love his effort so far. He's been everywhere. He's been making things happen. And there we go. Knocked one down.
Yep. Substitutions coming back into the game. It looks like number 5 coming in for the Warriors. That's going to be Ryan Dietrich. And he's going to replace A.J. Hess, who's going to take a quick rest. And so Reppert at the line, shooting the second of two. Score is now 10-10 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Ball off the back of the iron. Bryce Hannum with the rebound. He's the guard. He's bringing it up. And he's not hesitating. Driving it to the rack himself. But good job in traffic. Gophers pick it up. Goes over to Reppert. Reppert has the ball. He's looking over on the side to Underwood. Underwood kicks it out to number 15. That is Xavier Stuck. That's the other Stuck boy. He's going to see a lot of action here tonight. So ball to Stuck. Takes mid-range jumper. Nice ball bottom of the net. Time to get him in on some action here too. And that's the first lead for the Gophers here tonight.
Yeah, Hannum looks really nice. He's got the ball again. Real poised. Just doesn't really hesitate on anything. And then when he gets back on defense, he's real seamless on his transition. So definitely a player to watch out for tonight.
Yep. Good job by Stuck on the defensive side there. He's backing him, but he was able to reach over, get a deflection there. Ball goes to Reppert. Reppert looking at Stuck. Stuck, quick release on the three off the back of the iron. Rebound by the Warriors. Ball gets back over to Bryce Hanum. Hanum bringing it up the court, and he's driving to the rack again. Nice ball off the back of the rim. Good rebound there by Stuck, and the Gophers on the transition. And Reppert's got it, pulls up from the foul line. Oh, off the glass. Good rebound by Newland. Newland has it, picks it up, loses his dribble. Going to go back over to Xavier Stuck. Xavier Stuck kicks it back to Newland. Newland driving in, and he's going to the corner to Underwood. Underwood to Reppert. Reppert again with the three, and off the back of the iron. Great, great possession there for the Gophers, just unable to capitalize.
Reppert was heating up, and he was almost on fire if we're going NBA Jam rules.
Right. So, all right, ball over to Newland. Newland has it in the corner, draws the foul. That's going to be the second team foul there on the Warriors. And so it's just going to be an out-of-bounds play. Looks like substitution coming here for the Gophers. Going to pull. Looks like Newland going to take a quick breather, and that's number 35, Wes McKinley, coming into the game.
Right on, yeah. I really like the. I love the pace we're seeing so far. The action's been incredible. I can't believe we're almost through the first quarter here. So
it flies here. All right, so pass from Reppert. Going to draw some contact there, and can't tell if that's going to be on Geary or if that is going to be on. It was on Ryan Dietrich, number five. Going to have A.J. Hess coming back in for Hanum. So both coaches doing a good job subbing tonight and getting their players a little bit of rest.
I tell you who's not doing a good job, and that's me trying to keep up on the stats here. They're going way too fast for me. I need them to slow down, but and I also can't look away to look down to write up any stats. So here we go with Reppert back up.
Nice entry pass to McKinley. McKinley over to Stuck. Stuck drives to the hole, draws some contact. Refs let it go, but it's going to stay Gopher ball. So kind of surprised we got a no call there.
I really am too. That looked pretty physical.
Nice pass into Stuck from Underwood. Off the glass.
Off the glass. Beautiful.
So Stuck's starting to heat up here. I think that's, 7 points for him early
that's what
in this first
half. Yeah.
Okay, ball in the corner by Dietrich. Shot coming over the back on Hess here. Stuck doing a great job boxing out. So he's doing it front side, back side, doing everything here tonight.
Yeah, that's he's the coach's son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell. You get coach's sons in there that they have to stay late and make those extra.
He puts in the work, though. You know, I don't know if you were listening to the game last week, but after the game, the players were in the stands picking up trash and cleaning up the gym. I mean, these kids are good kids. They're hard workers. It's what you want to see.
It's exactly what you want to see. And like you said, you've got the coach's kid stays late to have to do all those other things when you're waiting on the coach to get out. People stick around with them. You said you've got five seniors?
Yeah.
These kids have been playing together for 10 years already. So it's you're seeing really nice chemistry between all of them. There's a lot of solid passing. And they know their body language. They're anticipating everything before it happens.
All right. Nice offensive rebound there by Newland. He puts it in. Your score is now 16-10 here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. 24 seconds left here in the first quarter. Hanum bringing the ball up the court. Nice and slow. They're going to try and take last shot to go out of the quarter here. So pressure from Xavier Stuck hits the ground. Hanum able to get it over to Hess. Hess fights for it, puts it in the corner to Dietrich. Back to Hanum, sitting at 10 seconds left here on the clock. He's holding it. He's going to drive to the rack. Got to get a step up. Going to get a call here on the floor. It's going to be before the shot. So they're going to put it out of bounds with 6.4 here.
Can't say it enough. Mohawk does a fantastic job of moving the ball to set up the shot. And they did it right there, too.
Good defensive substitution, putting Whitaker in for Stuck. Whitaker, 6'5", big guy going to fill the lane here so that they can't get an easy bucket inside. Hanum gets the ball in the corner. Nice trap from the Gophers. Kicks it out, throws it at the rim. It's going to go out of bounds, and there we go. It is the first quarter. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
As a not-for-profit electric cooperative, Mid-Ohio Energy takes pride in being a trusted resource for its members and communities. They're here to keep the lights on, to help you use energy efficiently, to educate members on emerging energy technologies, and to improve the quality of life in local communities. Mid-Ohio Energy is local, trusted, and member-owned. For energy efficiency tips, community programs, and more, visit midohioenergy.com.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers.
Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
And welcome back to Mount Victory, Ohio, where we are live with the Ridgemont Golden Gophers boys basketball against the Mohawk Warriors. We're coming back from the end of the first quarter into the second quarter action here. It's sponsored by Roof Law Office. And let's talk about that first quarter, John.
Fantastic effort by Mason Stuck and Grant Rappert. They both had 7 points, and Newland ended with two. So, and Newland started off the second quarter here with a bucket already. Like I've said, I feel like a broken record. Fast-paced action. Newland again on the breakaway. Takes it to the hole for another two.
Now, I'll tell you what. He took that easy in, and that's a mature player there. The kid's got ups. He can get up, and he can throw it down, but he knew he had a guy on his heels, so he didn't try for the glory dunk. He just took the points.
You said it before the game. He makes it look effortless, and he sure did right there.
Yep, your score now 20-10 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Newland with the ball up top. Mohawks stay in the 2-3 matchup zone. And it goes over to Rappert. Rappert has the ball. He's penetrating. Going to look over to the corner over to Underwood. Underwood kicks it over to Whitaker. Whitaker gets it in. Nice little mid-range jumper. And going to have a timeout here for the Mohawk Warriors. Folks, you're listening to Your Radio, Your Region, Your Radio, WKTN.
Pencil Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Pencil Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Pencil Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Pencil Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ryan Yoakum live here with John Hines and Mount Victory, Ohio at the Ridgemont High School boys basketball game where the Gophers lead 22-10 here in the second quarter. Your time is 6:11 left on the clock. And I'll tell you what, the Mohawk Warriors came out hot, came out fast, but Ridgemont has had the answer so far.
Yeah, they've really turned this game around. Just like you said before, they didn't panic. Ridgemont just settled in, started to play their game, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at it, 22-10, and the defense is set.
Yep, so Gophers going to a 2-3 zone as well. They're throwing it back at Mohawk. See what Mohawk does here. That's the defense that they've chose to stick with so far this whole first quarter. So you know they know how to run the offense out of it. Good turnover there by Newland. Newland drives in, looking to make a pass there, but he's going to draw the contact. Looks like it's going to be number one, Kane Heyman for the Warriors with the foul there, and Newland going to the line. That'll be the fifth team foul here for the Warriors, so they're going to have to worry about some foul trouble going into the into halftime.
You know, not to brag on this kid too much, but I'm going to. He looked absolutely poised there as he was taking the ball down the court. He was looking around, seeing how to make his, elevate his team, put them in position to succeed, and then did the right thing there. Drew the contact, got himself to the line, and
put the first one in, just missed the second one. Good rebound by Hess. He kicks it over to the corner to Heyman. Heyman kicks it back to Hannum. So we've got to cut Heyman and Hannum here, folks. Nice shot by number three, Braden Cleveland. He's new to the game here, and he's producing for him right away. That's what they need to see. So that's what you get when you have that 2-3 zone, right? You either make them drive it in. Oh, Newland walks through.
Wow.
Walks through traffic, gets nothing but open glass, and gets another layup. So you're starting to see why this kid's such a good scorer, right? That he's just involved. He hustles.
He's got 9 already, and 7 of those have come in this quarter alone. So.
Yep, so ball goes over to Cleveland. Cleveland kicks it over to Heyman. Heyman up top to Hess. Hess with a quick 3 off the back of the iron. Going to go off the top of the backboard, and it's going to be go for ball.
Pretty jump shot. I can't believe that didn't go in. But, again, like you said, moving the ball, they opened up a great shot, and it was right there for him.
So Underwood inbounds to Newland. Newland going to take his time bringing it up court. He's looking a little bit gassed, to be honest. So I think he's just catching some air. He kicks it over to Stuck in the corner. Stuck bringing it around. Gets it over to Whitaker. Whitaker to Newland. Newland with the quick three and off the front of the iron. Rebound to the Warriors. Hess again in the play. Bryce Hanum bringing it up. He's kicking it over to Cleveland. Cleveland pulls it back, puts it to Hanum. Hanum dribbling around up top. Going to see a little bit of a trap here. Going to call some contact, and it looks like it's going to be gamble for the Gophers.
Newland does make it look easy, but right now you can tell he's putting in some effort. Mohawks making him work for it, and they're trying to, you see Mohawks trying to find an answer right now. And right now they're focusing on number zero.
Right, Reppert back into the game. He's going to give Colton Whitaker a break. Gophers going back to a man defense here. So they're switching it back and forth. Really veteran move here to keep kicking in and out and not let the offense get into a rhythm. So Heyman with a travel there. He took a big hop and then a big hop. So nice move. Took it to the paint. Aggressive play, what you want to see. Unfortunately, just one too many.
For sure. We've got Reppert bringing the ball down the court. Kids played well all game, and you can know he wants to take another three. He's been lighting them up so far this game.
So good give and go play there by Stuck. Stuck gets the ball at the elbow, and Newland takes the drop into the paint, and then he just elevates over his player, right? I mean, the kid's got springs for feet. He really does. So Hess has the ball. They're going to call another walk here. He got a little ahead of himself, took a few steps before he put that ball in the court. So two bad unforced turnovers here for the Mohawk Warriors. So it makes you think that the Gophers are getting in their heads a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah, it's starting to put the pressure to them for sure. And Ridgemont's game right now, like we said, slowing down the pace, letting their game do the talking for them. So.
Right, your score now 27-13 with 3:53 here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. I think you get another bucket here and Stuck with a quick three.
Sweet.
Off the bottom of the net.
Sassy Malassi.
Hey, he is lighting it up. Wouldn't be surprised if we see Coach Paul Dunn for the Warriors call a timeout here shortly. He's got to stop the bleeding. And ball comes out up top to Cleveland. Really nice drive. Kicks it over to Heyman. He puts it off the back of the iron. Rebound over to Dietrich. He puts it back. Heyman has it. Drives to the lane. Finally able to score there. And Mohawk back in action. It's now 30-15, 3:22 here in the second quarter. Ball kicked over to Newland. Newland has it. He's looking at Stuck in the paint.
Big contact underneath.
Yeah, Stuck doing a great job banging in there. Puts it off the glass. Rebound by Hess. Hess bringing the ball up the court. He gets it over to Heyman. Heyman has time. Nice bank shot and good contribution there by Heyman.
Mohawk looked great in transition right there. They even though they just got scored on, they took the ball, went right down there, had an answer for him.
Now you're going to see this senior team that they're going to pull up, take their time, get their shots. Now Newland with the miss, but he follows it up with his own shot, gets the rebound, puts it in, and it's 32-17. Newland now has 11 points here tonight,
yeah.
So far. I mean, kid is just lighting it up here in the second quarter. Oh, draws contact.
He's got 11 points in the second quarter. He has 13 overall.
13 so, overall. Yeah. Okay. Kid's hustling. We're gonna see him come out, take a quick break, and Xavier Stuck gonna replace him.
He's earned it.
Yeah, and then it looks like number 24, Braden Chester coming in for the Warriors. He's replacing number 4, Colin Barth, and gonna give him a quick breather here. So ball in, Warrior ball, inbounded by Hess, goes over to Cleveland. Reppert on him on the man-to-man D. And he's content to just let him dribble it. Now they drop into a 2-3 zone. Ball skipped across over to Heyman. Heyman has time, and he's looking in the paint. He's going to bring it back out over to Cleveland. Cleveland has it. Ball picked up, goes to Hess. Hess gets it at the foul line, off the front of the iron, and rebound by McKinley. So Stuck has it, content to take it at his pace down the court, but he's looking up floor. And now he's driving in. He's got time. He's going to kick it out to Reppert. Reppert on the corner, guarded by Cleveland. Nice screen up top. A little bit of bumping there, but the ref's going to let it go. Underwood with the ball. There we go. So both teams playing very physically tonight. Be curious to see if that one goes against the Warriors.
One of the things that I'm really impressed to see, Ryan, we talked about how Mohawk was really able to use those passes to set up the open shot.
Mm-hmm.
Ridgemont's defense has settled in really nicely, and those passes are not as easy as they were to start the game. So Ridgemont really making Mohawk work for it to move the ball.
Yep, so foul on the Warriors. That's their sixth. Nice entry pass from Underwood over to McKinley. McKinley draws contact. Now we're going to see the Warriors in the bonus, right? So from here forward through the end of this half, it's going to be 1-1, if not 2 at the line. And here comes Coach Stuck with putting Landon Newland back in. So I imagine he's replacing Shooter here. He's probably going to pull McKinley out after this series of foul shots.
Looks like business about to pick up.
All right, so McKinley with the first foul shot. Off the iron and out. Nope. So Newland coming in, going to take Underwood out here. And so Newland going to drop back into the backcourt here. 2 minutes left. Your score now 32-17 here on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. And McKinley getting ready to take the second of two foul shots. Ball off the back of the iron again. Great job by Stuck fighting for the rebound, unable to pull it in. Bryce Hanum for the Warriors has it. Dribbling up top. McKinley gets involved in the play. Ball hits the court. Now it's going up. Reppert has it on the fast break. He's driving to the hoop. And foul. Great job by Cleveland to get back and deflect and interrupt that layup.
Absolutely. Reppert went right in there, knew he was going to get some contact, and didn't shy away from it at all.
Yeah, so Xavier Stuck inbounding the ball, goes over to Newland. Newland has time with it. He's going to dribble it back up top. He's looking at McKinley in the paint. McKinley doing a great job, boxing out, and going to have a kick here. It should be a kick. See what the referee calls, or is he calling the contact beforehand?
I'm not sure. I really want to hand it to Mohawk. Their defense right now, they are really they're stepping it up big time. This game isn't over by any means, and they're doing what they can to crawl their way back in.
Yep, so Mohawk with the inbound. Cleveland puts it over to Bryce Hanum. Hanum bringing the ball up the court. So Gophers haven't put pressure on the backcourt here tonight. Quick three-pointer from the Warriors off the front of the iron. Stuck again with a rebound. Gets it over to Newland. Newland up to Reppert. He's not slowing down. He's driving to the lane. Nice cut. Backside pass to Xavier Stuck. Layup. Your score now 34-17. All right. Ball up. Goes off of Heyman and out of bounds. And we've got substitutions coming. It looks like it's going to be Nathan Geary back into the game. He's had a nice long rest. So wondering if he got into foul trouble.
I don't know. But Geary, he plays with a lot of speed, a lot of aggression, and I mean it's appropriately placed aggression, and I really like watching him play.
So Reppert with the ball, gets it over to Newland, screen up top, but he cuts the other direction, takes it to the rack, nothing but glass, nothing but layup. I mean, Landon Newland makes such a career out of getting there. Nice inbound ball, stolen by Reppert. Reppert going to draw some contact, goes over to Stuck, long three-pointer for Stuck, off the back of the iron. Fighting for it are the Warriors. Going to draw contact to Xavier Stuck, Mason's brother. And we're going to have foul, but it's going to be inbounds play here by the Warriors. Going to have substitution coming. Colton Whitaker going to pull Xavier Stuck out. You're scored now 36-17 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard with 53.6 here in the second quarter.
Hey, real quick, how pretty is Mason Stuck's jump shot?
It's really pretty.
It is pretty.
We talk about that coach's son, and you can tell he's got the fundamentals down. All right. Hanum with the ball, kicks it over. Nice pass looking for Geary. McKinley able to get it up, deflect it out of bounds. We've got Underwood coming in. McKinley going to take a quick breather. Actually, that'll probably be the last we see him here in this first half. And Gophers drop back into that 2-3 matchup zone here to end out the half. All right, ball in. Bryce Hanum with it up top. He's driving straight to it. Goes at the glass, off the back of the glass, but rebounded by Mason Stuck. Stuck kicks it over to Newland. Newland going to pull it back here, or is he going to go back in? Nope, gets it over to Reppert. 30 seconds left here on the clock. Reppert driving. Backdoor cut. Newland, ball in, 38-17. And they are just putting on a display here with those backdoor cuts tonight.
It really is. It's been there every time.
So Bryce Hanum gets the ball, kicks it over. He's driving the lane, pulls it back over to Cleveland. Cleveland with the open three, front of the iron, goes over to Underwood. 7 seconds left. Stuck has it, gets it across the timeline. He's going to pull it, kick it over to the corner to Reppert. Reppert with the three, off the front of the iron. And that's your first half, folks. Whew. You are listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family's safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Marcus Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Marcus Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Happy New Year from Liberty National Bank. Hi, this is Jade Hale. Now is the time to think about your 2022 financial goals, and we have a free service that can help you in that process. My Money View is an online financial management tool where you can track your spending, set goals, and establish realistic budget. Find out more at one of our locations or visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank, expect the best. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Ohio Health, we'd like to remind you that even in the face of a pandemic, other health issues don't just go away. Every 40 seconds, someone still has a heart attack. A stroke won't just hold off until all this is over. And knowing the signs and risk factors for both is as important as ever. It's time to take back your health safely. And like always, Ohio Health is here to help you do it. Visit ohiohealth.com to find out more.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. This is Ryan Yoakum here with John Hines. You're listening to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. And let's talk about that first half action, John.
Really, one of the things that I noticed right away, the ball movement with Mohawk was fantastic. Ridgemont did everything they could to take it away from him, and it's a good thing they did because the adage, you live by the three, you die by the three. If Mohawk had been making these threes, this game would be completely different. And there's been great defense. It's really just taken away those opportunities from him, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. And so you talk about your scouting report, right? And so Mohawk's been in a 2-3 matchup zone the entire first half. And I understand that from a couple perspectives because they've got some depth and height in their and the two Hanum cousins as well as with AJ Hess. They've got 6'3", 6'4", 6'3". And so you see a lot of teams drop into that zone because it stops them from penetrating. And when you've got a scorer like Landon Newland, I see why you would do that. However, you've got Reppert and Mason Stuck, who's 6'5", who can just absolutely light it up from outside. And it's they're not the only ones. Underwood's got a great jumper as well. Whitaker battling inside with them. I don't know that the Warriors have an answer for that here tonight with this zone.
Well, you're absolutely right. The other part about that, you talked about Landon Newland. Started the first quarter 2 points, woke up for the second, and dropped 15. So if they can't stop him, the other thing that Ridgemont has is options, and they have no problem in going to him. Reppert's looked good. He's been competitive, getting in there, drawing contact, not really afraid to mix it up. And then also you've got Mason Stuck, who, again, can't talk enough about how impressed I am with that kid's play.
Well, so what I would like to see is Coach Dunn for the Warriors maybe switch it up, see if a man works, or even throw a press at the Gophers here and try and get in their head and get in their jock a little bit and try and change up some of this pace and the action here in this second half.
For sure. You and I watched the JV game, and shout out to Coach Sean here, but that was a real close game going into half there, and then he came back and Mohawk was able to pull away. So I wouldn't really count anything out here based on what we've seen so far. This game's still very much in play, and if they get hot from three-point land, we've seen those scores shift in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. So your score 38-17 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Folks, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
RDC, P2P, A2A, mobile wallet, money desktop, mobile pay, bill pay. Need we say more? With Quest Federal Credit Union, we offer more free products and services that keep you mobile, agile, and in control of your finances. Download the free Quest FCU mobile app for Android and iOS today. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, your local Hardin County full-service body shop, located at 203 Harris Street in Kenton, takes great pride in making sure your wrecked vehicle gets repaired in a timely manner with quality parts. They work with all insurance companies and can make arrangements for a rental car. So when bad weather strikes this winter season and you get into an untimely accident, come and see the body shop professionals Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or call 419-673-8475 and join them on Facebook.
Infinite opportunities simply means there are endless ways to make it possible. At HSLC, we have been helping homeowners in Kenton and surrounding Hardin County areas make it possible for over 130 years with mortgages, loan refinancing, home equity loans, and more. HSLC is here with the answers to all your questions and to make sure the loan process moves along smoothly. Contact one of our exceptional loan officers at HSLC to make your home ownership dreams come true. The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, you're listening to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show on your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN. This is Ryan Yoakum here with John Hines in Mount Victory, Ohio, where the Ridgemont Golden Gophers are taking on the Mohawk Warriors. Your score 38-17 at the half. Ridgemont playing very, very hot here in the first half, John.
For sure. You said 38-17. I know another score you're worried about is the Cincinnati Bengals and Las Vegas Raiders. And I think you being a Bengals fan, you're going to be happy to see. Looks like they've got that game in hand, or at least they're up, what, 23-16. So
23-16, just going into fourth quarter play, I think, yeah. For those of you at home. Folks, we've got about a minute 38 left in the half. We'll be back for the third quarter, brought to you by the Root Law Office. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We keep you rolling on the road or in the field. Wilson Tire for anything with wheels.
Wilson Tire Company has three locations to serve you in Upper Sandusky, Kenton, and Tiffin, and carries a complete line of tires from Firestone, Michelin, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Cooper, and Mastercraft. When it comes to your family safety, don't rely on big box discounts. Get to Wilson Tire.
Wilson Tire Company. Oh, yeah.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
So Warriors, come out and play here tonight. You are listening to Your Region, Your Radio. We're starting the Roof Law Office third quarter here in Mount Victory, Ohio, where the Mohawk Warriors just inbounded the ball. And you've got Bryce Hanum with it up top. Gophers in a matchup man, they're in a man defense. They were in a matchup 2-3 zone earlier. And ball goes over to number two, Nathan Geary. Geary back in. We saw him take a quick rest in the first half, and he had some foul trouble. Ball goes over to Hess. Hess back over to Bryce Hanum. Hanum back to Geary. Geary fighting for the ball. Takes it in. Nice drive to the hoop. Off the glass. And rebound by Reppert for the Gophers. Reppert pushes it up. Goes to Landon Newland. Newland going to pull up for a short little mid-range jumper. Off the mark there. Rebound by Hanum. Hanum bringing it back for the Warriors. So Hanum has the ball. Looking to the inside. Nice pass. But unfortunate there for the Warriors. Goes off of Nathan Geary. Now it's going to be Gopher ball. We talked about whether or not we were going to see Coach Dunn throw a press at him, and what do we see here, Dunn?
It looks like Coach Yoakum strikes again because he's doing exactly what you said to do. Okay, for one, Geary plays with a great amount of hustle. Also, he might have the best hair on the court. that kid, when he runs, I mean, he looks like he's flying.
Okay, so one of the things we should talk about in the press, right? Anytime you're in the press, coaches always talk to pass over it, and Landon Newland caught the ball at about 20 feet in the air.
Kid looked like he was flying.
Yeah, he did. And he turns and makes a pass midair without even coming down with it. Just absolutely amazing, the athletic talent of these kids here tonight.
For sure. You can tell these guys have spent a lot of time in the weight room.
Oh, yeah. And so ball out of bounds. Gopher's going to have it back underneath, or is it going to go to the Warriors? Gophers dropping back into their defensive set. So far, they haven't pressured the backcourt here for the Warriors. They've been content to wait and pick him up at half court. So ball going to be inbounded by number four, Colin Barth. He puts it over to Bryce Hanum. Hanum has done a great job here as the point guard for the Warriors tonight.
He's got really nice court vision, too. You see the way he surveils everything and really just tries to get everybody incorporated. And that ball movement we were talking about, he's a big part of that. Geary with a great three-pointer.
Yep, so we saw Geary hit one really quick to start the game and then kind of went quiet for a little bit. Here comes that press again from the Warriors. Stuck gets it over to Newland. Newland has time. He's going to bring it up, get it across to Repper. Repper back to Underwood. Underwood from the foul line, off the glass, but Mason Stuck with the offensive rebound. Nice entry pass to Newland. Newland just off the glass.
Newland
cleans up his own miss and puts it back in. That kid is my Windex player of the game because he's always cleaning the glass.
You aren't kidding.
You know, so the Gophers go back to that 2-3 matchup zone. So they're transitioning in and out of two different defensive sets quickly, and it's impressive to watch. So ball up there by Geary.
Geary fired another three. Like you said, he's deadly if he gets going.
So Newland has it. Nice little turn. Goes inside to Stuck. Stuck has it. Kicks it over to Underwood. Underwood to Whitaker. Man. I'll tell you what, we saw five passes within 5 feet inside the paint there, and that kind of interior passing you just don't see often.
Colin Barth went head-to-head with Mr. Stuck, and it did not end up so hot right there. Stuck's playing fantastic right now.
All right, so Bryce Hanum takes the ball in, unable to keep control of it, goes over to Newland. Newland gets it over to Stuck. Stuck bringing it up the court. Oh, looks for a quick entry pass to Whitaker, but Whitaker was on his back heel and unable to get it. So going to have a substitution. It looks like Bryce Hanum going to take a quick break, and it's going to be Braden Cleveland back into the game. We saw good production from him there in the first half.
For sure. I don't know what I did with that sheet, but absolutely setting up that open shot.
Okay, so Cleveland comes in, takes a quick three off the front of the iron. Good rebound by Geary. Gets it back to Cleveland. Cleveland takes it up off the glass, goes to Garth. Now on the floor for it. Repper dives, gets it over to Whitaker, back on the floor. These kids are just scrapping. Goes over to Stuck. Stuck passes it out. It's going to be Mohawk ball.
Fantastic way to call that, Ryan, because I don't know how you could see through the sea of bodies that were on the floor fighting for that basketball.
I've been in those piles enough times that I just call it from intuition sometimes. So Cleveland has the ball. He's dribbling up. So interesting. He's got Mason Stuck on him. Stuck, the tallest kid on the court. And Cleveland, maybe 5'6". You know,
it's a bit of a mismatch.
Yeah, and so Stuck in his jock there. And Cleveland, not afraid of him. No,
Undaunted.
Say 5'6", but he's probably a good 5'10". All right, so Geary with a really nice drive off the front of the iron. Underwood with a good rebound. So Underwood hasn't scored a lot tonight, but, man, he's been hustling. So goes over to Newland. Newland up off the glass. Good contention there by A.J. Hess, and able to block Newland and stop him from the score there.
Look, I know I'm old and fat and, you know, completely out of shape, but Geary is wearing me out by watching him play. He is everywhere.
So A.J. Hess got the block, brought the ball up court, and then pulls up and hits the jumper. Great job there by Hess. Now, Gopher's able to get through that press pretty quickly. Repert with it, drives in. He's going to kick it back out to Newland. Newland cutting across court. He's looking at the glass. And
oh,
one.
Newland.
Just the amount of control that kid has when he's in the air is just absolutely mind-blowing. Your score now, 44-22 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Going to have substitution. Xavier Stuck coming in. Going to give Colton Whitaker a quick breather. And it looks like Garth and Geary out, and we're going to have Dietrich, and I didn't pick up who else came in. I think it's number 24, Braden Chester, in for the Warriors. So Newland able to convert, gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way, and we're going to have a timeout. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back from our Root Lumber timeout. This is Ryan Yoakum here with John Hines at Mount Victory, Ohio, where the Ridgemont Golden Gophers are playing the Sycamore Mohawk Warriors. Your score 45-22 with 4:21 left here in the third quarter. Gophers ahead and absolutely dominating so far here tonight.
Absolutely. They've made great adjustments along the way. Mohawk started out with a great pace, and Ridgemont was able to just settle the game down, play their game, and you're seeing it right now.
Well, and both teams, we talked about this before the game, coming in 11-2. This Mohawk team is keeping composure, but this is a hard gym to come in and win at. One, you've got great fans here with the Ridgemont schools. We talk about it all the time. We love coming here for the fans and the food. My wife and I both had some gopher guts here tonight, John, and if you haven't had them, you don't know what you're missing.
Their concession stand does not disappoint. But also, you've got a lot of Ridgemont, like you talked about, the Ridgemont local, the faithful. I'm seeing some people here whose kids graduated with me, which was a while back, you know, and they're still showing up for these games and supporting these kids, so that's fantastic.
Yep, so Gophers with the ball, kicks out over to the corner to Underwood. Underwood off the mark there and going to get a foul from Xavier Stuck, and it's going to be first team foul here for the Gophers here in the second half. And Gophers have done a great job of staying out of the foul book. You know, I think we had three, maybe four fouls the first half, so nobody really in foul trouble. We did see the Warriors have 17 fouls, but truthfully didn't have anybody really struggling from the foul perspective as well. All right, so man matchup. Ball goes over to the Warriors, kicked out to Chester. Chester over to Dietrich. Dietrich puts it over to Cleveland. Cleveland dribbling, Reppert all over him, gets it over to Hess. Hess driving in, going to pull up, nice little mid-range jumper. Unfortunate, just rattles in and out, but good rebound by Underwood. Goes over to Landon Newland. Newland has time. He's looking at Stuck in the paint. Stuck was wide open there for a minute. Nice give and go. Pretty left hand, just rattles out as well there. Yeah, real unfortunate. Hess again with the rebound, so he's been all over the board. Now, folks, if you're listening at home, stick around after the game. We've got the Domino's Wildcat question of the game, and it's going to be based on something that you heard us talk about here tonight, whether it be a stat from the game or about something else here. So we will let you know as we're going in, and you'll call 419-675-3000, and you'll be able to get one large one-topping pizza from Domino's Pizza here in Kenton, Ohio. So it is Newland with the ball, bringing it slowly up the court. They're content to let time burn here on the clock, John.
Yeah, the clock's your absolute friend at this point, Ryan. And they're doing a great job moving the ball and just taking what Mohawk's going to give them. Right there, Mohawk gave Mr. Stuck 2 points.
Yeah, unfortunate for Reese Hannum. He took some contact, tried to draw the charge there, but no call from the refs. He's on the floor, and Stuck's looking at an open rim. So nice drive there by Braden Chester. But unfortunately, looks like he dribbled it off of Underwood's foot. So Mohawk going to retain the ball. We've got subs coming. A.J. Hess going to take a breather. Reese Hannum going to take one. And we have Bryce Hannum coming back in. And who else did we have? It's Dietrich Geary Heyman, who produced really well for the Warriors in the first half. And this is the first we're seeing them here in this third quarter. So Heyman has the ball, going to kick it over to Cleveland. And we're looking at that 2-3 zone from the Gophers. Goes over to Chester. Chester drives in, kicks it to Heyman. He pushes it back out. Good job by Underwood getting a hand on it. Back over to Chester. Bryce Heyman with the ball. Nice dribble move in there. Goes against Stuck. Rattles out and defensive rebound by Stuck. But stolen back by Heyman. By Hannum. Gets it over to Heyman. McKinley comes down with it for the Gophers.
Hannum played fiery right there. You can tell he's not happy with the result of this game so far. And he's looking to do something about it.
You know, it's that kind of fire that gives a team 11-2 as a record. Nice entry pass from Reppert to McKinley. He's fighting for it. And there's Hannum again. He goes in, drops down from the top of the key to steal that ball, puts it across to Heyman. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior ball.
Young Mr. Reppert said, "I saw your steal. Watch me try one of my own."
Right. Your score now, 47-22. Minute 22 left on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Entry ball goes over to Bryce Hannum. Hanum has it. He's looking at the 2-3 zone. Kicked over to number 5. That was Ryan Dietrich. Ryan Dietrich gets the ball back. Looking in the corner. Throws it to Heyman, but just a little too much pepper on that ball, and it goes out of bounds.
A little too much spice. Here we go. Looks like Rupper's going to bring this in.
Yep, so Geary back into the ball game. He's going to replace Dietrich. And once again, they're going to just let this clock go. So I look to see Rupper just take his time and casually bring the ball up court.
I think Mr. Hannum's going to have something to say about that. He's going to push this in. Here we go.
Bryce Hannum with the ball, but Rupper not happy that he turned it over. Uh-oh, ball coming in. Good job by Cleveland here for the Warriors to get it. Puts it in the corner to Geary. Geary has it. Matchup. Cleveland again has it. Goes back to Geary. Geary looking in, driving into the hoop, kicking out to the corner to Heyman. Heyman over to Hannum. Hannum puts it in.
Hannum!
Bottom of the net. Nice shot there by Bryce Hannum.
Yeah, there was the answer, and you can tell he's not done yet. He's directing traffic down here trying to get a stop for a Mohawk on defense.
So Mohawk trying to do a quick trap at the top when he crosses the timeline. Ruppert pushes through and able to draw contact, get the foul. Just the second team foul here for the Warriors in the second half. We're going to see Mason Stuck get a breather. Good job by Coach Stuck there to sit your player with 30 seconds left so he gets that real minute 30 of time to get some air back in his lungs and going. So Newland has the ball, crosses the timeline. Heyman on him and pressing hard. Goes over to Underwood. Underwood over to Gamble. Gamble coming in, kicks it up top to McKinley. McKinley has it, pulls it back over, goes to the corner to Newland. Newland with the mid-range jumper, bottom of the net. Your score now 49-25, 13 seconds left. Bryce Hannum bringing it up the court. He's got 8 seconds, goes over to Cleveland. Cleveland kicks it back to Hannum. 5 seconds left on the clock, draws contact from Ruppert. Going to be out of bounds, going to be on the floor.
Yeah, we've talked about it this whole quarter. Hannum is playing like his hair is on fire, and he's definitely doing what he can to make a spark and get something going here.
You know, you look at those cheeks and how red they've gotten from just the amount of hustle he is. 4.2 left, Cleveland with the ball. He kicks it over to Heyman. Heyman with the long ball off the mark, and that is your third quarter, folks. Your score 49-25. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada for all your insurance needs, insuring Hardin County for over 75 years.
This is Gary Wahlberg, financial advisor with Liberty Financial Services. Taking a good look into your overall savings goals can help you get your financial health in tip-top shape and increase your prosperity for the new year. Please give us a call today at 567-305-0566 or visit online at mylibertyfs.com.
Securities and insurance products offered through Cetera Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Insurance and investments are not FDIC insured, may lose value, not financial institution guaranteed, not a deposit, not by any government agency.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to fourth quarter action here in Mount Victory, Ohio. This fourth quarter brought to you by Roof Law Offices, where the Ridgemont Gophers lead 49-25 over the Mohawk Warriors.
You know, the two players that we've talked a lot about going into this game for Ridgemont was Landon Newland and Mason Stuck, and the third quarter was all those two. Landon with 9 and Mason with 2. It got them the 11 points, which brought that score to 49-25. Right now, it looks like we've got Ruppert coming back in.
Yep, a little bit of a pass there that Bob Simmons and Buckeye Bob will tell you he hates seeing is that cross-court pass, worst pass in basketball, and it's just because you're trying to get it through too many players. Unfortunate there for Bryce Hannum. He takes a long ball from behind the arc, and it just rattles out for him. Newland bringing it across the timeline, guarded by Hess, and we're still looking at that 2-3 zone, but they're trying to trap up at the corners now. Ball goes off Stuck. And there's where that pressure pays off a little bit for you, John, is trying to make those unforced errors, those turnovers, and get the ball back.
Absolutely. You see Hannum's got the ball in his hands, and he's looking to make something happen again. If you're a coach, man, you want 5 of those kids, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's giving you absolutely everything he's got.
You can coach to a million different skills, but hustle is one that just comes from the heart, and that kid has it. So Geary with the long ball. Back of the rim, rebound over to Reese Hannum. Hannum takes it, kicks it back out to Geary. Geary makes a move, slides. Oh. Unfortunate there. He hit something and just
kicked
out.
Is there a wet spot down there?
Looked like it. fortunate for the Warriors, though. Ball goes off at Newland, and they're going to retain possession. So interesting that they have A.J. Hess taking it out. He's the tallest player on the court for the Warriors, and usually you want him under the rim. So Hanum has the ball, kicks it over to Geary, looking to trap up top. He's got two men on him, gets it back over to Hess. Hess pulls up from just inside the line, and it's going to be rebound by Newland. So we talked about that kid's hustle. He was in the trap up top and still able to get down and get that rebound. He kicks it over to Stuck. Stuck looking for a quick three off the front of the iron. Rebound by Newland. There he is again. He's kicking it out. Reppert has time. He kicks it over to Whitaker. Whitaker wide open from 10 feet off the front of the iron. Goes over to Reese Hanum. Hanum bringing it up. Puts it over to Hess. Hess looking at the rim. Nice drive off the front of the iron. And unfortunate there for them. Reppert pulling it and not afraid to go at the rim himself here. Beautiful left. And
oh, Reppert, nice.
51-25, 6:13 here in the fourth quarter on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Bryce Hanum for the Warriors bringing the ball up. Kicks it over to the corner to Geary. Geary brings it in. Entry pass over to Reese Hanum. Going to call a foul here on Colton Whitaker.
A lot of fast-paced action going on right now, Ryan. And see some guys with their hands on their hips right now just trying to catch their breath.
Oh, yeah, they're gassed. They're hustling out there. And neither coach really going too deep into his bench. You're seeing a substitution here or there, but it's not like they're platoon subbing like some of these teams do. So ball goes over. Hess has it. Takes a three ball from the corner. Off the back of the iron and in. Nice shooter's roll there for AJ Hess.
I think Hanum's going to need like ice packs after this game, man. This kid's making me hurt.
Yep, so Newland has the ball from 10 feet off the glass. Draws the contact. He's going to the charity stripe. Now, three team fouls for the Warriors, three for the Gophers. Neither team in jeopardy of going into the bonus yet. How many points do we have for Newland here tonight?
Oh, my gosh. Let me get my calculator out. I think we're at 25.
25 points. And we talked about this before the game. The kid does it so effortlessly. You know, 25 points is a lot of points for any high school player. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't sit there and think, wow, the kid's had a great night. He's at 25. He's just having an average night for him. I think that's what he's averaging this season.
Yeah.
I mean, he is just hustle, 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 and he contributes every way he can on the court. So it's not like he's just looking to score either.
Yeah, he had a really nice we talked about he was a little bit silent in the first quarter. He had 2 points there, 15 in the second, 9 in the third, and he's already on the board here with 2 in the fourth.
You know, and we talked about Stuck scoring, Reppert with the ball at guard, and then what Newland's doing. But a lot should be said for Underwood and Whitaker as well, that these guys are part of the foundation of what allows some of these guys to make the shots that they're making and take the shots they are. Whitaker has battled all night in the paint. If you look at him, he is absolutely gassed, but he's still in there and fighting. He's going to put a box out on Hess here.
No one's touching that rim. No one's getting close to that rim if he's got anything to say about it.
Right. And then Underwood is just scrappy. You know, he's fighting for every ball, diving on the floor. He's in the middle. Nice entry pass here. Goes over to Reppert. Reppert with the three. Going to be in the bottom of the net. And we were talking about how pretty Mason Stuck's shot is, but I think Grant Reppert's is just as pretty. That kid is. Has he drawn rim on those threes tonight?
Let's see. That's his 12th point of the night. And, oh, my gosh. We're going three-point contest here in Mount Victory, and it's back-to-back.
So Hunter Haynes in for the Warriors, and he draws a quick three. Now ball goes back over to Stuck.
Sweet Sassy Malassi. I got to say it again. It's threes everywhere. If this is NBA Jam, this gym is on fire.
It is three-palooza. Oh, Hess just inside. Otherwise, we'd have had four back-to-back. These guys are putting it on a clinic there. Hess has to have how many points tonight, Johnny? He's got to be close one to 20. He's been really lighting it up outside. He's got time. He goes in. Nice little left-hand layup. And so not seeing a lot of defense. Actually play getting a little sloppy here in the fourth quarter. We're sitting at 59-36 with 4:32 left on the clock. Ball goes over to Underwood. He kicks to Whitaker. Whitaker back to Newland. I'd like to see him pull this back and start pulling some clock.
Exactly.
Oh, except for Whitaker wide open underneath. Whitaker. Great court vision there by Reppert, and Whitaker puts it in. So 4 minutes, 13 seconds left, 61-36. Ball out of bounds there. Now the threes are finally starting to miss. And it's Reppert quickly on the drive, goes to Underwood. Underwood going to get tied up, hits the floor, going to go off of Reese Hanum. He gets it up to Geary. Geary going to drive into the lane, but he's got – oh, nice no-look dish off to AJS.
That was pretty.
He had the defense completely committed, collapsed. They didn't even see Hess coming in, and he just dropped a dime there.
You're exactly right on what Richmond's doing, though. They're slowing the pace down. They're playing their game. And
And Mason Stuck is just padding the stat book right now. I mean, these kids are just lighting it up from outside. All right, your score 64-38. Nice shot coming from Hess. Hess says, you can do it, I can do it too. I mean, here comes timeout for the Mohawk folks, and we're going to take one too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677. Hi, I'm Bridget, a licensed insurance agent with Health Markets Insurance Agency. If you are unhappy with a Medicare plan or just have questions about it, I can help. Call me at 419-679-1677.
Health Markets Insurance Agency Incorporated is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states in the District of Columbia. Service and product availability varies by state. Cessna Transport, now hiring drivers. Come work for a well-established company, grow financially, and have a career instead of just a job. Must have Class A CDL with tank and hazmat endorsements. Benefits include 401k and health insurance. Regional and OTR routes available. Apply in person south of Kenton on 68 or online at CessnaTransport.com. Make Cessna Transport the last career change you'll ever make.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back from your Root Lumber timeout. We're here in Mount Victory, and it is the Golden Gophers putting on a shooting clinic against the Mohawk Warriors tonight, John.
Absolutely, and if you're asking me for stats, I don't know. I got lost. That last 2 minutes of action was about as difficult to follow if you're trying to keep stats and watch great basketball.
Yeah, so nice ball out here. Kicks over, and it is dropped in again by number 10, Hunter Haynes. So we didn't see him in the first half, but he's coming and dropped a couple trays here for the Warriors.
He has. We talked about it in warm-ups, too. These guys were warming up, and they were dropping all the threes, and then they kind of went cold at game time. That's the absolute tell of this game. If those guys would have been hot from three-point land, I don't know what this game looks like.
No, nice job there by Whitaker. He stops the drive from Hannum. And
Rubber just scrapping.
Yeah, so ball goes back over to Geary. Geary has it. He's taking it to the hoop, throws it over to Hess. Hess has time. He's going to take the three here. And Coach Stuck just screaming. He's calling timeout. Folks, we're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
In sports, free agents are free to find a team that offers the best deal. That's why Grange only sells their coverages through independent insurance agents. They're free to find the best team to protect your auto, home, or business.
Nelson Insurance considers Grange their go-to company for their combination of great value and outstanding claim service. Call Nelson Insurance at 419-673-8256 or visit their website at ohinsuranceservices.com.
Products not available in all states.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back from your Root Lumber timeout. This is Ryan Yoakum here with John Hines and Mount Victory, where the Ridgemont Golden Gophers are playing the Mohawk Warriors. They currently lead 64-47 with 2 minutes, 12 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And now they're going to eat some clock and try and get this game closed up.
I think we have three Golden Gophers in double digits. Again, that last series of action has me a little bit frazzled, but I'm pretty sure Ruppert, Stuck, and Newland all have triple digits.
So pretty much a 20-point lead here for the Gophers. But if you're watching Coach Stuck on the sideline, you would think that this one was a barn burner. Well, and he's still yelling at his team, trying to get them to play the way he wants. I mean, he is just as into it as you could ever dream. And he's got his starters in.
Yeah, but the three is what we've been talking about. And Mohawk is still going for those threes. And if they start hitting on them, you know, this game does switch pretty quick.
Nice passing there by the Gophers. And so I think we've got three players at least in double digits here tonight, which is pretty typical for the Gophers. And that's so hard for another team to coach against. I don't care what kind of defense you're going to throw at them. I mean, you can double-team a scorer all day long, but if you've got two other guys that can just put it in the hole, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's pick your poison at that point. And I mean, Ridgemont has made him pay so far.
So press coming here from the Warriors, but unfortunately I think it's going to be a little too late for him. Although, good job there by Bryce Hanum tying
Bryce Hanum.
Up. Yeah, he's tying up Underwood, and it is going to be possession arrow going to the Warriors. They trail 21 here at this point with 1:09 left, but these kids aren't quitting. So A.J. Hess with a quick shot here.
Wow.
Bottom of the net. So A.J. Hess has just been on fire here in this fourth quarter. I think that's his fourth three.
Yeah, we talked about pretty jump shots. That kid's got one.
So nice pass command goes to Underwood, over to Newland, and that's how you break a press, folks. Like, that was textbook. These guys, I think they put the ball on the floor once, but otherwise you didn't see the ball touch a dribble on the whole press break here. So 42 seconds left. Your score 70-50 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Hess has it. The way he's been shooting, I wouldn't mind seeing him light up from there. And nice ball out of bounds. Going to be McKinley diving to save it in. Goes over to Reppert. 30 seconds left in the match. But the Warriors still putting a press on. Goes to McKinley. He has time. He kicks it over to Stuck. Stuck's going to pull it back out. Smart heads-up play by the senior here. Goes over to Newland. Newland to Reppert. 19 seconds left. 20-point lead. This one's in the books, folks. So ball goes over to Underwood. He dribbles down. Going to kick it back up top. And it is 10 seconds left before the Gophers tie this one up. He puts it over to Reppert. They're not going to shoot it. They're just going to kill clock. And, folks, that's your ball game. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Winter brings blustery winds, snow, and ice. Warm up your cold days and nights with a hot cup of coffee. The Depot No. 9 offers a full selection of Black Rifle Coffee Company in 1-pound grounds or 12-count rounds, great for home or on the go. At the Depot No. 9, Black Rifle Coffee comes in light, medium, or dark roast, as well as decaf. Shop on in to the Depot No. 9 in downtown Kenton on the square and try a sample of Black Rifle Coffee today.
These days, we're all doing a lot more virtually, which is why at Ohio Health, we've expanded our virtual care options and availability to make it even easier to get safe, expert care at home. That includes virtual visits with over 1,000 trusted providers in every medical specialty. Learn more about our virtual health options at ohiohealth.com/virtualhealth.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you in Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio-dispatched front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix and follow them on Facebook to see the many projects they do. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all area sports teams and wish them the best of luck this season.
Affordable Seamless Gutters of Herod is a fully insured gutter business offering several services such as 5 and 6 inch gutters, leaf guards, snow and ice guards, fascia and soffit work, rain barrels, and removal of old gutters. For an estimate, call 419-674-5748 or visit Affordable Seamless Gutters on Facebook. Military and senior discounts available. No job too big or small. Call Affordable Seamless Gutters and Downspouts today.
Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative is dedicated to the delivery of safe, affordable, and reliable electricity to better serve the lives of our members and communities. Your cooperative is a not-for-profit organization governed by the members that we serve. More than just electric, giving back to the community with the Community Fund, which provides funds for community service projects. In Kenton, call 419-673-7289. In Marion, 740-382-1234. Mid-Ohio Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Domino's week-long carry-out deal means you can carry out 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 each every day. That's right, $7.99 each, and every day means any day. But just in case there's any confusion, we've set up a helpful website to confirm if today's a day you can carry out 3-topping pizzas for $7.99 each at Domino's. Just go to howabouttoday.com to find out if Domino's week-long carry-out deal is valid today. Spoiler alert, it is. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Excludes extra large and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Folks, you're listening to the Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital postgame show. This is Ryan Yoakum here with John Hines, where we closed out a great game here in Mount Victory, Ohio. Final score 70-50. Ridgemont handling the Mohawk Warriors, both coming in at 11-2. But really, outside of the first 2 minutes of that ball game, it was not terribly contested for the Gophers here tonight.
Yeah, Ridgemont really just settled in, played their game, and Mohawk didn't really have an answer for them. But although they tried, there was no question in the hustle from Mohawk. Like I said, had those threes been going in for them, you would have seen a whole different ball game. But I think the future is still bright for both teams, really. I'd be excited to see what happens from here going out for both of them.
Oh, yeah. A lot should be said for how much A.J. Hess lit it up here at the end of the night. I mean, hey, thank you, Coach. Great game tonight.
Great game, Coach.
Yep, so that was Coach Stuck. We talked about it earlier, but the team's out here cleaning up the bleachers. Like, that's it just speaks to the kind of coaching that he does and what he's instilling in these kids. And just absolutely amazed with what this program does day in, day out.
You always want to be proud of the men that you have on the court, but you want to be even prouder of the young men that you have off the court, and they're leading by example here in Mount Victory.
Yeah, so folks, we've got the Domino's Wildcat question of the game. So we talked about it just a little bit ago, but how many players for the Gophers were in double digits tonight? And if you would, call 419-675-3000. And if you're the first one with the correct answer, you could win a large one-topping pizza from Domino's Pizza in Kenton, Ohio. John, any final thoughts before we call it here tonight?
Do we still do this?
Huh? Oh, yeah, the Kenton Ace Hardware Player of the Game. Sorry, folks.
All right, so growing up, you'd always listen to WKTN and you're like, all right, who's the Ace Hardware Player of the Game? I've got my vote, and I think it's got to be Landon Newlin.
Yeah, so we talk about all these kids all night long. Newlin is such an effortless scorer, and it really is his offensive rebounds, his ability to elevate. He does so much right on the court. How many points did he have tonight, John? What are we thinking?
I think I screwed up here because I started being a spectator halfway through. I think he's got 33, but I could be wrong.
Did it feel like he scored 33?
No, it was a quiet 33 until he turned it on. They went to him, and he had an answer for him every time.
Yeah, so great play there, folks. So that's our Kenton Ace Hardware Player of the Game. From Ryan Yoakum and John Hines, you're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
That was boys basketball action between Ridgemont and Mohawk. Tonight's game was brought to you on WKTN by Pencil Ready Mix, Liberty National Bank, Depot Number 9, Stillwater Metal, Wilson Tire Company, HSLC, Bridget Howell Health Markets, Quest Federal Credit Union, Nelson Insurance, Cole Humphrey Insurance, The Little Chicago Room, Affordable Seamless Gutters, Cessna Transport, Edward Jones Kyle Johnston, Mid-Ohio Cooperative, McCullough Industries and Olympic Steel Company, Century 21 Sunway Realty, Ohio Health Heart Memorial Hospital, Domino's Pizza, Superior Credit Union, Root Lumber, Ace Hardware, and Roof Law Office.